This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome, 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 one and all. Real Side Radio. Joe Messina is out tonight. We are happy to enter into hour number two. First hour, we were discussing the economy, had a fantastic guest, and we really were pulling it all apart and putting it back together again, because tomorrow, as we mentioned, watch out for this. It's going to be the big news of the day tomorrow. Bernie Sanders is pushing a 32-hour work week bill in the Senate. And 32 hours, companies are going to have to pay exactly the same for 40 hours. So, this is the direction our country is heading in, folks. These are the people that we elected, and this is what they promised, and they are performing. But one of the things that I was actually surprised to see that passed in the House today, and they talked about this at the top of the hour in the news, was the House passed legislation that would ban TikTok if they do not sell the company from its Chinese parent company. So the House, it was pretty overwhelming. It was very bipartisan. They voted 352-61. The bill is called H.R. 7521, Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. That's the actual name of the bill. Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. The bill featured 15 Republicans against the bill, 50 Democrats against the bill, showing that there is strong bipartisan interest in curbing TikTok's apparent national security threat. The vote on the bill was controversial for Republicans and represented a split between those who were concerned about the national security implications of allowing a Chinese-owned application to be used by millions of Americans, those who were concerned that the app's ban may empower big tech companies such as Google and Facebook. So what we are looking at here, folks, is a company that is controlled. TikTok is controlled by ByteDance out of Shanghai or Beijing, I think it is actually. A lot of people, those that were against this bill, said, but the data is stored by an American company, Oracle, in Dallas, Texas. So why is it a problem? And it seems to me that they don't understand what TikTok is. First of all, the algorithms are designed in China. So if you have a kid or a grandkid or you yourself use TikTok, you are being manipulated. The algorithms are keeping you watching this thing all day long. And the propaganda is not allowed even in their own home country, China. I don't know if you realize this. There is a TikTok version in China, and it is completely different than the TikTok version that the West uses. In China, they don't allow the propaganda. It is pro-China. They are extremely locked down in the disinformation that appears in Western TikTok versions. And if you have a kid or a grandkid that is always looking at their screen constantly, it is because they are literally addicted, a dopamine addiction. And by the way, this is also for the same for Facebook products like Instagram and Facebook proper. Meta is the name of that company now. They have developed algorithms that keep you attached to those screens. You yourself may be a victim to this. And there is only one solution to that, and it's just get rid of it from your app altogether. Get rid of it from your phone. Don't use it. I got rid of my social media 4 years ago in 2020, at the end of 2020. So it's really over three and a half years ago. Because I saw what was happening. If you go on any kind of social media today, the level of disinformation and not to mention narcissism, is cancerous. Most of the narcissism with people, you know, flexing on vacations and in front of cars and showing their incredible, wonderful life is causing massive depression, massive levels of depression, unlike we've ever seen before in our youth, because they all think that they should be living that life. And that's bad enough, because that is a cultural rot. But the worst part is the misinformation and the propaganda and the agitprop, left-wing manipulation of data to make people, we can see it firsthand in the Israel-Gaza war. The level of anti-Semitism and misunderstanding about just basic, common facts that anybody could check out and look at by doing some research on the history of Israel and Palestine is being completely overtaken by propaganda from China. It sows discontent from the Arab street and the Islamists. We saw today San Francisco Airport locked down, their international terminal was locked down for hours because pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas activists shut it down. Imagine you were on your way somewhere for a business meeting. I blame social media for that. What say you? Give us a phone call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll be back here after the break. Don't go away.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, America. We've got a country to save here. Dave in the chair for Joe. It is always a pleasure being with you, no matter where you are across the country, across the fruited plain, whether you're listening to us now live on terrestrial radio or you'll be listening to us later online. It is a pleasure being with you, as always. And to the good people in the social media rooms on Facebook, you can find at Realside Radio, Joe Messina Show. It's a fantastic place, good people, and highly, highly recommend it. So as I was talking about before the break, you know, this bill that passed the House today, it's pretty uncertain in the Senate, by the way. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer did not say if the chamber would soon vote on the bill. He says, I'll have to consult and intend to consult with my relevant committee chairman to see what their views will be. Was that just the worst Chuck Schumer impersonation you've ever heard? I just find when I listen to him, he sounds like a deeper grandma's voice. If you're going to do him, it's you know. Anyway, but not everybody is for this. And not all Republicans are for this. In fact, former President Donald Trump came out against the apps ban. He said, if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook, and Zuckerschmuck, we'll double their business. Yes. He actually said Zucker Schmuck. He's angry. He's angry at Facebook. He's angry at the people that ran Twitter before, because a lot of people will say that they cost him the election. They shut down the New York Post story regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. They allowed for the misinformation about that to carry through the election. And there are more than enough polls that show that if people knew what that news was before voting, remember, Donald Trump lost the election by 40,000 votes across five states. Okay? It was a literally razor thin victory, quote unquote, for Biden. And Facebook and the people that formerly ran Twitter, they shut down information that was not going to be beneficial to Biden. And so you can understand where Donald Trump is coming from. He says, I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better. They are the true enemy of the people. And apparently some Trump allies appear to be more open to TikTok now, I guess. Vivek Ramaswamy, former presidential candidate, he's become more open to the app. Tucker Carlson has joined the platform. Tucker, I just watched him. I just watched him with Chris Cuomo the other night. I thought it was a very good interview for both of them. And he said that he doesn't go on any kind of social media. He's completely locked out of social media. He doesn't have the apps on his phone. So I don't know how true that is. That's according to Breitbart, by the way. And Elon Musk, who recently met with Trump, agreed with Trump's post in defense of TikTok. So I'm not too sure why they are. Is it because they don't like Facebook? Do you think it's a business decision? Do you think it's because they just have such disdain for the power that Facebook and Instagram had over that last election? Inarguably, it's not controversial at this point. There are polls that show 17% of people that voted for Biden would have not voted for Biden. I think it's between 6 and 17%. I'm sorry. Between 6 and 17% of people that voted for Biden in the last election said that if they knew that FBI report that said that the laptop was Russian information, misinformation, and it was actually Joe Biden's, and the information on Joe Biden's laptop showed the collusion with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and his brother and Moscow and Ukraine and China in getting paid millions of dollars. It was all there on the laptop. If they knew about that, they wouldn't have voted for Biden. That's game over. That's the election. So do you think it's because they have such hatred and disdain, these Republicans that I just mentioned, Trump and Tucker, and I assume Tucker's a Republican, Vivek? Do you think it's because they just have such disdain for that they are allowing what I believe is a purely, it's spyware. We try to have apps, McAfee, antivirus, anti-spyware in our computers and our phones to prevent apps like TikTok. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, he exposed the military journal entry showing how the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, views the app as psychological warfare. It's a weapon aimed squarely at America's youth. He just came out in this best-selling book. It just came out. It's a great book. Blood money, why the powerful turn a blind eye while China kills Americans. And he states in his book, in one of the restricted journals, Colonel Dai Zhu, a professor at China's top military academy, the People's Liberation Army, PLA, National Defense University, wrote that the real battle between the United States and China is, quote, information-driven mental warfare, unquote. Information-driven mental warfare. And compared apps such as TikTok and social media platforms to a, quote, modern-day Trojan horse, unquote. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican from Minnesota, stated TikTok is a CCP spy app. Plain and simple. House Republicans just passed a nonpartisan bill protecting Americans' data by sending a clear message. TikTok must sever ties with the CCP or lose its access to American users. So, what is the controversy? And why won't the Senate pick it up, Chuck Schumer? Who's paying you, Chuck Schumer, to keep this off your agenda? I don't understand that. It was overwhelmingly passed by the House, bipartisan. I have to consult and intend to consult with my relevant committee chairman to see what their views would be. How about you stand up and protect America's children from this CCP Trojan horse spyware that's manipulating the young, confused minds? Many of them are children. I'll be back here after the break. Don't go away. Commercials, news break. We'll be right back with a lot more at Real Side Radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hey, you're all making my day. Being joining us tonight at Joe Messina's show, Real Side Radio. And don't forget, you can come to Joe's website at joemessina.com and join the conversation with other listeners. Listen to the show. You can look at my stupid face live as well, if that's something you want to do. I don't recommend it. Join the discussion and the debate. If you'd like to join the conversation, phone lines will be open here for the rest of this hour at 855-732-5563. You want to talk about TikTok? You want to talk about the election? You want to talk about Fani Willis and all the news that's going on? Bernie Sanders, as we talked about, is going to be dropping a bill tomorrow to turn our 40-hour work week to 32, but you're going to be paid the same, apparently, because businesses are just so wealthy. Or anything else that is on your mind, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. In the meantime, I haven't been on the radio since last week, and we had the State of the Union in March on a Thursday. All very, very strange. I don't really understand that. Usually it's in January, the third week in January, second week in January, Monday or Tuesday or something. But anyway, I was confused by the State of the Union. I wasn't confused by the subject matter. It was basically a socialist wish list, and an angry Joe, old Yeller, old Yeller, not the dog, Joe Biden, was screaming at you, me, not just the people in the, not just the people in Congress, but he was screaming at you because you're an idiot. Because you are not bowing at bended knee, accepting everything that this administration is saying. They're expecting you to accept the fact that they're peeing down your leg and telling you it's raining, and you must be saying, yes, master. Well, I was thinking to myself, and I figured it out pretty quickly, and that is, why did his, listen, it's not Joe Biden. We all know that Joe Biden is not calling any shots here. He is basically on puppet strings. The marionettes behind the scenes are the ones that are pulling his strings. Why would they want him to go out and yell at you for an hour? Do you think that they thought that that would be beneficial to Joe? That you'd like Joe? That you'd want to vote for Joe more because he was screaming at you? Well, there's two sides to that. First, there's the physical and mental, and that is maybe that was the only way for him to show any kind of energy, because it's either that or him whispering at you. And more than a minute of that, and you're asleep in your Barker lounger. But it's the second issue. And I think the more prominent and relevant issue, which is that the Democrats are scared that they're losing their own base. The yelling was at his own people. It was under the guise of Republicans or evil rascals. But he was screaming at his own people to wake them up because he could see, and his people could see, that they are losing this election. But it's not just this election. It is the fact that there is a realignment that is currently happening right now. The sands are shifting under the feet of both Biden and Trump. And all politicians and us as citizens and denizens of this country. For Biden, the standard Democrat coalition is being upended. It's changing. And polling is proving that. I'll go to Breitbart.com today. The realignment creates a massive problem for President Joe Biden and congressional Democrats who count on the black, Latino, and blue-collar vote to win elections. Democrat inroads with black, Latino, and Asian voters deteriorated to the lowest point in 60 years, polling from Gallup and Siena College reveals, not your conservative polling. These are pretty left of center polling outfits. In turn, Hispanic and black men could vote for former President Donald Trump in proportions not seen in American politics since the 1950s. Biden led Trump by only 56 points to 44 points among non-white Americans, according to New York Times Siena College poll found March the 2nd. Biden won that group by nearly 50 points in 2020. So he led Trump 56 to 44. That's a 12-point gap for a group that he won by 50 less than 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I should say, 2020. I mean, that is an earthquake. And again, this isn't Rasmussen. This is New York Times, Siena poll, and Gallup. The non-white identification with Democrats is at its lowest since the 1960s, before the Civil Rights Movement, and the 1964 election, which aligned black voters with the Dems and against the GOP, according to John Byrne Murdoch, Financial Times. So the non-white shift away from Dems seems to be happening. It's very real. But why? What's driving it? One factor: fading memories. The Civil Rights Movement and the 1964 realignment, the big lie, as Dinesh D'Souza once called it, and when I interviewed him, he had that book called The Big Lie. The Dixiecrats, they are the ones, the Democrats, the Dixiecrats, Al Gore's Senate father, Senator father, they did not want the Civil Rights Movement. That, hence the term, the big lie, why Democrats went, why minorities, the blacks, went for Democrats, even it after the Dixiecrats tried to prevent the Civil Rights Bill. But put that to the side. The Civil Rights Movement and the 1964 realignment formed very strong political bonds for the people who lived through it. But this is less true for more recent generations. The political realignment is also along class and income factors, polling suggests. In 2020, the richest third of voters favored the Dems for the first time, and the Republicans improved with the poorest. The GOP now appeals to working and middle class voters of all ethnicities. Trump appears to spur that realignment, forcing the Republican Party, the party of Bill Kristol, to identify with working class taxpayers instead of the woke big businesses. According to Patrick Ruffini, the co-founder of Echelon Insights, he explained in Time magazine that Trump upended the traditional party alignment in 2016 with a cultural appeal to white working class voters that simultaneously repulsed the denizens of America's upper income, college educated suburbs. This continued in 2020 when Trump's working class coalition was joined by millions of non-white voters, and Democrats continue to count more of the college educated in their ranks. Trump may have perfectly embodied this old Republican stereotype, but under his watch, the party now has more people in it on the bottom half of the economic ladder without college diplomas. And this is a net positive for the GOP's ability to win elections in the future, given that more than 6 in 10 voters, 60%, more than 60% do not have college degrees. But after 8 years of Trump, cultural politics feel played out and drive voting behavior. They've polarized the electorate in new ways. Republicans are more competitive in the Rust Belt, Democrats in the Sun Belt. But what's different in 2024 is an election playing out under an umbrella of economic anxiety. And that's pushing more working class voters into Trump's camp. Interesting stuff, huh? We'll be back here after the break. Do not go away. We will continue. You got anything to say? We'll be back. 855-732-5563. Take your calls. Bye-bye.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It is always a pleasure joining you, the good folks, listening to Joe Messina's show every night from 6 to 9 Pacific time, or if you are listening online or at joemessina.com. Always, always, always a pleasure. You know, it was interesting because when I was just talking about what these polling are showing, this realignment in the Democrats and Republicans, where many more working class are now considering themselves conservative and Republican, many more of the college educated, many elite are considering themselves liberals. I would say many of them have been indoctrinated by colleges and their corporations, and they are Democrats. It is definitely shifted. You know, I think it goes deeper than that. I think it goes deeper than just socioeconomic. We could talk about groups, for example, non-college educated or people that did not graduate for college are now leaning towards Trump, as opposed to people that have graduated college, especially those that have postgraduate, are leaning towards Biden or a Democrat. It is true on average. Trump enthusiasts have less schooling. But his despisers, those that hate Donald Trump, you know, they commonly have college degrees. The Trump enthusiasts have smaller incomes. They have fewer assets, maybe less prestigious occupations, may reside in less desirable neighborhoods, drive cheaper cars, dine in cheaper restaurants. The list goes on and on and on. Trump despisers, those individuals that hate anybody that believes Trump would be better off for America than Biden, calling you MAGA, they will look down upon you because you're a Trump enthusiast. And it should be noted, Trump enthusiasts generally don't like being looked down upon. Many don't feel that they are any intellectually inferior to those that look down upon them. Just because you've got a piece of paper on your wall showing that you went to indoctrination U for 4 years, while maybe I started my own business, maybe I didn't rack up $200,000 in debt, maybe I don't live in the middle of Chicago or Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York City. Maybe I live in the suburbs or in rural areas. Maybe I'm running my own business and I'm relatively comfortable because I'm not spending $1.2 million for a literal closet in Los Angeles. But they don't like being looked down upon. The fact is that socially superior people need know less about the minds of socially inferior people than vice versa. Trump despisers will have a very poor comprehension or an understanding of the minds of Trump enthusiasts. We see this. We see this in every avenue, every area of our life. For example, the despisers don't seem to understand why the enthusiasts have a problem with illegal immigration. You think about it. You see these people in the Senate well, or in Congress, or in the media. What is the problem? I mean, they were laughing at you last week on MSNBC, talking about, you know, the Trump supporters in West Virginia are worried about illegal immigration. What's their border with? Virginia? And they were laughing at you, cackling at you, Rachel Maddow. So instead of considering the possibility that this objection may arise from a genuine and quite rational wish to see the nation's laws enforced to prevent cells of terrorists or people coming in to glum on social services, to come into your schools, to destroy the very way of life by using the financial gravitas of the United States taxpayer to fund their medical, their education, their food, their housing. Why not do it the legal way that I personally did, by the way? I got my green card when I first came here and I had to wait in a long line for 12 years to get my naturalization. And I had to take a test to do so. What is wrong with that, Rachel Maddow? Trump enthusiasts, the despisers believe, object to the quote-unquote browning of America. It's all about racism. They have no objection to millions of illegal aliens or undocumented workers. You cannot say the word illegal. No human being is illegal. Only a racist would object if, let's say, the entire population of Haiti were to move into Florida tomorrow. Only a racist would object to that. Trump despisers find it difficult to understand why many Trump enthusiasts object to abortion. It cannot possibly be because these people honestly believe that an unborn baby is a human being and that therefore to kill an unborn baby is to commit homicide. No, we don't believe anything so silly as that, says the despisers. And therefore, no rational person can believe it. So what's the motivation, what's driving the pro-lifers? That's extremely easy to understand and explain, the Trump haters will say. The despisers of you will say. It's misogyny to desire to control women, to limit their freedoms, to keep them subordinate to men. It's about feminism, and they hate women. All of you, Trump supporters, including the women. The despisers say this without pausing to note that the pro-life movement is predominantly led and staffed by women. And Trump despisers seem unaware that Trump enthusiasts might resent being looked down upon by the despisers. And they will say, well, why should they resent being labeled racists and misogynists and fools? Those labels are true, aren't they? Why should anybody, except, of course, a semi-educated fool, object to the truth? These are people that look down their nose at you. This is not simple economics. There's a lot of Trump supporters are very wealthy. A lot of Trump supporters are entrepreneurs. They run their own businesses, or they silently keep their politics to themselves, and they may be doctors or lawyers or wealth managers. So it isn't an economic issue. It's a state of mind issue where many people on the left view themselves as morally superior. Everything comes from a moral superiority that they know better than you. And how dare you question their wisdom, their integrity, and their desire with good intentions to make the world a better place. Homeless? You cannot say the word homeless. They are the unhoused. Now, taxpayer, fund billions more to Homeless Inc., even though it has proven not to work. It has only made a very, 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 very few people extremely wealthy who have ties into local and state governments. Homeless Inc. is a disaster, but if you should question it, you're evil, you're immoral. Immigration, abortion, all of these issues are people that are using their perceived moral superiority to create policy which has been proven time and time and time and time and time again to not work. Yet, should you question it, you must be a racist. You must be a homophobe. You must hate the homeless or the unhoused. You have the temerity to want to build a wall at our southern border? You're a xenophobe. America should not have borders. You know who else said that? The Roman Senate, when the Germanic hordes wanted to come in and infiltrate and disperse across the Roman land. And look what happened. Forget about 800 years of rule. I think 250 years is enough, according to these people. We'll be back here after the break. Got a guest coming up in the third hour who was a guest of Tucker Carlson's show. We're going to be talking with him about what he was talking about with Tucker Carlson. Just a few minutes. Do not go away. You do not want to miss hour number three.